Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. The duo stands at the ready to dish your listing, list your dishes, or listen to your dishing. Just call 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
We're happy to have you with for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping and more time selling. If you're listening live, today is November 9th, 2017. And if you're listening in our previous episodes, this is a show number 482. And we're here today just to take your calls at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
And we're going to have a little trivia going on also in the next 2 hours. I have two separate Bubble Fast gift certificates to give away, each $25.
Do you know?
And I also have a few books here, but we'll give away one of them. Kathy Terrell's The Secret to eBay Search for Sellers. The Secret.
What's the secret?
It's here. Well, it's just different stuff. Like she says, she tells them fixed price or auction and how to decide which one. How to write the perfect description. Don't embed pictures in your listing. How to take the better pictures.
Right.
How to get through their item specifics. You know, it's good. Item condition feel. She explains everything. It's a little booklet. It's very cute.
Fantastic. It's a booklet.
It's
a mini booklet.
Well, it's sort of, yeah, it's a regular size of a book, but thin.
It's fun size.
It is. It's the size you can read fast. It's 47 pages. It's an excellent little thing. I read it last night. The Secret to eBay Search for Sellers. So we'll be giving that away also. Well, Griff, you know, this is kind of unusual, but the post office is closed Saturday.
Why is that?
Veterans Day.
Oh, it falls on a Saturday.
It falls on a Saturday. And that's one of the few holidays that we have now that don't fall on a Monday.
Well, and there's a reason for it.
What is the reason?
So the original Veterans Day is based on Armistice Day.
Right.
Which was the 11th minute of the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
That's when they had when the Allies forced Germany to surrender,
mm-hmm.
and in a kind of a humiliating ceremony in a rail car outside of Paris. And some people believe that humiliation was one of the things that drove Hitler to his wanting revenge on the rest of Europe.
Hmm. Well, most of our holidays we celebrate on Monday. That's
on a Monday.
When it's observed.
But this one they decided never to change.
Independence Day is different. July 4th. That always happens on July 4th.
Right.
Hello. November 11th, Veterans Day, and then of course Thanksgiving and Christmas. But the rest of them are all on Monday. But this is the day, a lot of people get it mixed up with Memorial Day. This is the day we thank veterans for their service to this country.
Right.
Memorial Day is when we remember
those who gave their
life. Right. Exactly.
You can remember both if you like.
Yep.
That's fine, but there's a little difference there. So.
eBay has announced the rollout of new features.
We have.
In the return process for sellers. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, I do, because it's always important to know about these things. And although I think we do a fairly good job putting the information out there, it's no good if you don't find it. So this month, eBay sellers are discovering two new features.
Oh.
There's the automatic acceptance of returns and less than full refunds. Now, previously outlined in the 2017 Fall Seller Update. These updates can increase your efficiency and make returns easier to manage. The first new feature, which is called Automatic Acceptance of Return, is when the buyer, that's only when the buyer pays shipping, simplifies the return process. If your policy requires the buyer to pay for return shipping in cases of buyer remorse, requests for returns are accepted automatically and eBay will provide the buyer with a return shipping label. Now, this only occurs when you're okay with the buyer paying to ship back an item they no longer want. Now, if you're responsible for the cost of return shipping, you still have 3 business days to provide your own return label before one will be automatically sent to the buyer.
Oh, so if you don't do it,
Or if you say you're going to, if you say the seller pays return shipping,
right,
you still have 3 day business days to provide your old label. But if you're set up for automatic returns like I am, I accept all return requests are automatically accepted. The buyer can print out their label immediately.
Okay.
Now, this occurs if you offer free returns or if the buyer has had an issue with the item. No return requests are automatically accepted for items that have no returns, obviously. Now, the second new feature is a partial refund option for free returns.
How does sellers, that work?
Well, sellers who offer free returns, and free returns is defined as free return shipping and no restocking fees, now have the option to give less than full refunds. You can deduct up to 50% of the item price if the return item is damaged, missing parts, or otherwise not in the same condition as when you shipped it. There are even more ways to ensure that a return goes smoothly, and you can visit your return preferences to create rules to automate when you send immediate refunds. And they're linked from the announcement boards at announcements.ebay.com. Those are good things.
So basically, if you say that you accept returns no matter what, and that's what you do, right?
Right.
No matter what.
Yeah,
you don't have to even think about it.
No, I'm going to take your return. You don't have to explain anything.
And so they're going to automatically be able to print out a label.
Yeah.
Because you have put that you accept all returns.
Yeah. So here's one that just happened this morning.
Okay.
I shipped out a bottle of cologne and it leaked in shipping.
Oh. We just talked about that with somebody else.
I don't know how it happened. This is a bottle where it's a sealed atomizer. So, you know, you can't take the atomizer off, but that doesn't mean that things could leak, and they did. So from the photos he sent me, it looks like maybe an ounce or two leaked out. Well, mm-hmm. That's enough that, you know, so you can tell when he was opening the request, the buyer's content of his message to the seller, me, was a little bit, you know, you could read in between the lines, I'm afraid you're going to stick me with this.
Oh, boy.
So he's writing that out. And I don't want to pay for return shipping. He didn't read it. I always pay for return shipping, but that's fine. So by the time when he filled that out and then made the return request, he received a message that said, your return is granted. Ship the item back. Before he could even ship the item back, I messaged him and said, no, don't ship the item back. Here's your refund. You can keep and use what's left.
Wow.
Yeah, I apologize that this leaked. It's a terrible thing when that happens.
Now, you know, this what kind of perfume was it? Or
it was a pretty stinky one.
Yeah? Was it?
Yeah, it was insignificant in that it's Bed Bath, the Body Works. And these were men's colognes that they put out a couple years ago that I think are discontinued. They're way too strong for me.
Okay.
I bought them, you know, just because I'd buy anything. So I was selling. So, I'm just happy to be rid of it.
And the point.
But I feel bad for the guy because knowing what the strength of this cologne, if it leaked in the box, I'm sure this was a big olfactory surprise.
Ooh.
So.
Well, what I was thinking was that the way you treated this customer, if they needed more cologne, they would come back to you.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I wouldn't blame them if they didn't.
And they won't be unhappy with eBay.
I hope not.
So they should be happy.
Oh, and the thing that goes through my head is, and I've actually had this happen. I ordered about 5 years ago. I ordered, it was a little, a gift set that I won on eBay at auction. Not a gift set. You know, it was 1940s. And it had three little miniature bottles of cologne. Mm-hmm. And one of them is highly sought after.
Which was?
It's called Fath Iris Gris. And this is by Jacques Fath.
Okay.
It's an old house in Paris. And I was real excited because I got it for, I think it was about $100. And this one cologne is really hard to find. I didn't care about the other two. But when it arrived, it had totally leaked out. And the reason it had leaked out is because the seller thought they were doing the right thing. These are ground stopper tops. You know, the top of the bottle is a glass stopper that has a ground base.
I know exactly what you mean.
And you push it into the bottle and it holds. It really holds. I mean, if the only thing you'd want to do to keep it in there is you could wrap it with a piece of tape, but you don't have to worry about that leaking. This seller wrapped a lot of cord around the bottom of the stopper thinking that that was going to actually help. What it did is it pushed the stoppers out so that all leaked out. And I got it. I was disappointed. There's nothing I can do with this. So I said, I need to return this. And the seller just was giving me an argument. Well, you obviously are trying to rip me off, says the seller. I said, no, this is how it arrived. Here are photos. I really wanted this cologne. Why would I leak it? Just, I mean, there's nothing left to it. Yeah, you probably put it in another bottle. I'm not giving you this return. So I'd open up a case. And I
won. You know, I think that's probably a person who doesn't realize the worth of the cologne either.
Well, it's not
that
even that.
You wouldn't just spill it out on purpose.
Well, I mean, they're not thinking. They don't have their thinking cap on, which is, if this happened to me, would I want a seller to treat me this way? So it's happened to me. I was treated poorly. That just reinforces in my mind, always put on the buyer's shoes. So, you know, this poor buyer buys a bottle of cologne from me thinking they're getting what was advertised, and they get a little less, and it's a smell factory, a smell-o-rama. I'd be disappointed. It's definitely not the buyer's fault. They didn't ship the item.
But see, the wonderful thing also from a seller standpoint with what you do, which is that you take all returns, no questions asked.
No questions asked. And I'm sure the minute they realized their return was automatically accepted, that eased their mind.
Oh, I'm sure. But saying I accept requests, returns no matter what.
Yeah.
Is the best thing you could do.
Yeah,
as an eBay seller.
There's no question in my mind.
Yeah.
I won't even listen to an argument against it. It's the best policy, period. If you don't agree, you don't have to. Good luck with your business.
Give us a call. Tell us why you don't agree. 888-RADIO-30. 888-723-4630. Listen to what Griff says carefully. We're going to be having trivia.
Oh, brother. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling the perfume with Jacques Spath, Iris Gris. Dial us now at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin.
USPS has a lot of great ways to ship your stuff. Here at Stamps.com, we support them all. Stamps.com was the first company to be approved by the U.S. Postal Service for buying and printing postage online. And in our 20-plus years, we've learned a lot about eBay sellers. And we know that deciding which shipping option is the best for each package can be tough. That's where we can really help. Stamps.com's best rate comparison engine automatically picks the lowest cost USPS option for your package, making sure you never overpay for postage. If you're new to Stamps.com, we invite you to try our 4-week trial. We'll even throw in a free 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. So, the next time you need to figure out the best way to ship your package, remember Stamps.com. Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.
Inbox Zero. It's that sweet spot where you've answered each and every customer query. Reply Manager can get you there faster and makes the message more personal. With Reply Manager, your e-commerce, email, and social media messages all come into one single inbox, then automatically filters and sorts them into folders. Reply Manager even prioritizes your messages so you can respond faster. Best of all, Reply Manager keeps customer order details and conversation history all in one place. No more switching between multiple screens or accounts. All this efficiency comes with a personal touch, too. You can personalize messages using a hashtag, and smart autoresponders make every response sound like it came from a real human. Reply Manager, the shared team inbox for e-commerce. Get 10% off your first 3 months, no credit card required, at replymanager.com/eBay Radio.
When it comes to packaging your sold items for shipping, presentation is everything. That's why Bubble Fast owners Mark and Robin Levine have added a new category of shipping supplies at wholesale prices. That new category is gift packaging. Just in time for the holidays, Bubble Fast offers a wide selection of gift boxes with all the trimmings, including a rainbow of tissue paper. Festive pattern, seasonal, and all occasion boxes come complete with gift tags and stickers, so your buyer doesn't need to gift wrap their purchase once they receive it. Bubble Fast's gift boxes are suitable for apparel, jewelry, home decor items, small electronics, and other gift-worthy goods. There's even an assortment of Santa Paws packaging for pet gifts. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show with the same-day handling time. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. If you give us an item number, we'll critique it. We'll dish your listing. And all you have to do is call with that item number, 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630.
And if you'd like to join us on the chat board, it's really easy to get there. Just go to ebayradio.com. That's where everything starts. If you're listening to us right now, you can look over to the right. If you're on the white player, and you will see group chat, click on that. You can join us. And if you're still on the black player, which is going away soon, it's down at the bottom. You can click and do the group chat with us and
the
enjoy.
The black player?
Yeah, the black player is the Liquid Compass player.
That's going away?
Yeah.
For what?
Liquid Compass is going away, and it's going to be
Trident.
Trident's white player.
It's going from black to white.
Uh-huh. Things happen, Griff.
Why, is there any gray in between?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Hubcap Joe is on the chat board.
Yes.
Hello, my dudes and dudettes from a cloudy and rather chilly New Jersey. Record cold is coming tomorrow. It will be 24 degrees tomorrow night. Record chattering cold. Hope all of you are well and making killer sales.
Yikes, that's pretty cold for November in New Jersey.
Yes, it is.
Good luck.
Yes, it is. DJ got the Golden Worm Award today for being the earliest bird ever.
How early?
Yeah, Betsy gives them the Golden Worm Award if they're the early bird gets the worm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I need to take more photos so I can get more listings up. Wish my client would bring me more inspiring items. It would sure be a lot more fun. We go through this every year. He brings me stuff about a week too late. Good luck with your listings. That's Betsy.
Oh, dear.
Lots of listing planned for today while I listen. DJ Mover. So we got a lot of good folks here on the chat board. Come on and join us for that or give us a call at 888-RADIO-30 if you have a question or a comment or a tip for anybody. Okay, you ready for the trivia question? It's so easy. As a seller, Griff received a return request this week, right, Griff?
This week, yeah.
An item he had sold. What was the item? First caller at 888-RADIO-30.
That's pretty easy.
888-723-4630 gets the secret to eBay search for sellers by Kathy Terrell.
Oh.
So give us a call. Love to give stuff away, don't we?
Yeah.
It's so much fun. You know how the other day you were talking to us about, in fact, you did a great job on it, about the growth tab?
Yes, I love the growth tab.
Yeah, can we talk about that again?
We certainly
about
can.
Because it's a new tab in the Seller Hub. You want to tell us about it a little bit?
So it's a recent addition to Seller Hub. Mm-hmm. Seller Hub is, an ongoing work in progress. And the performance tab, it kind of takes the place of the old, if you remember, traffic reports that eBay used to have.
Yeah.
Only I think this is a lot better. And if you go to Seller Hub and scroll through the overview page down to, not the overview page, to the performance tab and scroll down to the traffic section, you'll see a general summary of your traffic, listing impressions for a period of time indicated at the bottom of the box. For me, I'm looking between October 8th and November 4th, so just about a month. And I had 46,000 listing impressions. That's up 2.7% from the previous month. And that's because I listed a bunch of items. My click-through rate is 0.6, which is roughly what it was last month. My listing page views for that period of time were 653. That means that every time one of my items showed up in a search result page, 653 of those times, somebody clicked on one of my listings in those results. And that's up 11.6% from the previous month. And my sales conversion rate based on the number of items I have, there's a formula that's used. You can read more about it, I think, if you click the, it's the number of sales transactions divided by the number of listing page views was 2.1%, and that's up 1.6% from the previous period. Now, on the top of that box, that's just your summary. if you see a little arrow to the right, that will open up to a much more in-depth showing of your performance. And so what we see here, for me, so from October 8th to November 4th, each of the days shows up on a graph and shows how many listing impressions I received that day. Now, I had a big spike on October 29th because the night before I listed a bunch of items. So I went from just over, let's see, for that day before, I was at, what does it say here? 983 listing impressions, and the next day that went up to 3,260.
Oh, because of your new stuff.
Right. And now what that tells me, and this is a really important page because I hear from people all the time saying, eBay's not showing my listings. This is the data that shows that indeed, not only is eBay showing my listings, we're seeing how much interest there is from buyers. So in a return result page, my listings went up, almost 200%. My impressions, listing impressions. And for that same day, the page views went from the day before 9 up to 70. So that's a big jump.
Shows you what listing does.
And starting, coincidentally, on that very day, October 29th, I had gone from no sales the week before to sales every day since. Two sales every day for 5 days, and then on November 4th, I had one sale, and if I could open this up, I've made at least one or two sales every day since then. It's all because I listed new items. And if I go below that, I can actually see all my current listings, and for individual listings, see listing impressions, click-through rate, listing page views, and sales conversions. So this is really important data. This will really show you how you're doing on eBay. And I like it because it counters that thing that I hear from people, which is eBay's doing something to my listings. My sales have dropped. And when I tell them, and I can have someone piggyback in on eBay's end, but I don't usually. When I ask them to go look and send me their numbers, I say, well, these numbers are showing that we're not hiding your listings. People are finding them. They're just not interested in buying them. And that could be for a number of reasons.
So, Griff, if someone called in and wanted you to help them interpret their numbers, could you do that? If they gave you their numbers over the phone? Just asking in case.
Probably not without a deeper dive, and I need to look into that page.
See.
Yeah.
Okay. I got it.
But just out of general life, if you look at these pages and you're seeing like no numbers, then you have a problem. But when you've got listing impressions, for my limited inventory for 1 month, I had listing impressions of almost 47,000. That means 47,000 times in the last month, one of my items was returned in search. It's being found.
Yeah, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Gina knows a lot of good things. From Des Moines, New Mexico, Classy Souls, our buddies here. Hi, Gina. What's your question or comment?
Gina.
Hello, Gina.
Hello.
I'm Ara Vidal.
Oh, you're not Gina.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
Okay,
so let's go ahead and keep with Ara Vidal then. We'll go to Gina in just a moment. Ara Vidal's from Pebble Beach, California, and she's known on eBay as Pebbles by the Sea. Hi, Ara Vidal. Sorry about that. What's your question or comment?
Oh, I had a comment about returns.
Go ahead.
And I've been selling internationally for some time, and I had my first international return.
Sure.
And the buyer bought this Chinese silk robe, and she was in the UK, and she wanted to return it because she said she was allergic to some gold thread that was in it, which was visible in photos, but it was, it didn't mention that there was gold thread, you know,
right.
It's very
we're
fine.
Not, yeah, we're not going to argue with buyers. So what'd you do next?
Yeah. So that was fine with me if we returned it, but I really didn't want to pay the return shipping. So it kind of, you know, I and also she said it smelled bad and that the postman said it smelled bad.
Hmm.
But it was an item that hadn't been worn. It was like display condition. And I knew that unless something spilled on it or happened to it in transit,
right,
it shouldn't smell bad.
Yeah.
So anyway, the first person I talked to in eBay said, well, you're not responsible for her allergies and so forth. So then the second person, when I called into eBay, said, well, no, it's a legitimate claim. And then the third person finally said, okay, we're going to settle this. We're going to protect you. Mm. And in the meantime, well, I originally had sent it first class because she didn't want to pay for priority. I had also refunded her some overpayment on the first class shipping. Mm. And so I said, well, fine, you know, refund her. And then I read on eBay where UK citizens are entitled when they buy on the internet to have their original or their return shipping paid.
Right.
And so, you know, I contacted eBay. I said, I will pay her return shipping.
Wait, so how much time do you think you've spent on this so far?
Yeah,
this point?
Quite a bit, actually. Right. Quite a bit. So the thing is, they went ahead and refunded her, but they did not refund her. eBay didn't refund her original shipping. Mm-hmm. And she was all hopped up about that. And then they referred me to the UK eBay representative, who also sided with me.
Right.
Because it was sort of a fabrication. I said, I got the garment back already. You want me to send it to you? I said, it smells fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Arvidel, how much is this worth?
Oh, it's sold for, I think, 90.
Right. So here would be my question. I'll tell you, are you interested in what I would have done?
I know what you would have done.
I would have said, yeah, ship it back. I'll pay for return shipping. The problem, of course, is you won't know what return shipping is until you get the item back. Stay on the line. I'll explain this in a little more detail. There's a little bit of a inefficiency here. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Give us a call, 888-723-4630. When we come back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk's got the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top-branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case, bulk.com.
Here's an entrepreneurial tip to help you grow your business. Brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
When is enough enough? Online sellers have surely disrupted the business of retail and along the way, the very way we see profit. You may not want to grow your business to grand heights. I loved grand heights years ago, but now I have less needs. Besides, grand heights is a subjective viewpoint. Maybe you want to just supplement other income for bills or hobbies or travel, or maybe you want to go to grand heights. Awesome. So when do you know enough is enough? My mantra, by making goals each quarter and going for it, then by raising your goals periodically, you'll soon find your comfort level. So make a goal for this quarter and work to make it happen.
This retail moment was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
In the world of e-commerce, returns are a fact of life. Now, ShipStation helps you to turn returns into happy return customers. That's because ShipStation lets you automate returns through a branded returns portal. All your buyer has to do is enter their order number and a reason for the return, then print out their return label. Easy peasy. Since you can brand your return portal with your logo and social links, that customer is going to remember who they shopped with. And a customer who has a happy returns experience is much more likely to come back and buy from you again. That makes you happy. There are lots of other reasons you'll be happy with ShipStation too, like the ability to automate and customize practically every step of fulfilling your eBay orders. So come on, get happy. Try ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Listen while you list.